Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to History Dweebs. I am Tim, and I'm joined as always by I was going to say something nice about you, but instead I'm joined by Brandy. How are you today, Brandy?
She's going to hell. That's how she is today.
I'm great.
Okay, Brandy's a little cranky today, so we may not talk to her too much, but as always...
I'm not cranky!
You are cranky.
How am I cranky?
Somebody get the girl a Reese cup and some holy water and a priest, would you?
She's... Oh, defensive too, wouldn't you say?
She's a little defensive, yeah.
Well, I'm being accused of...
Come on, F. Lee Bailey, what's your problem now?
I'm being accused of things that are not true. I am not cranky. Do you see this?
Heathenism.
Does this look like soda? No.
Heathenism and Jezebelism?
What? Really? We're going to go there too?
I am joined also by, as you know, the distinguished, well-liked, mild-mannered...
Good Christian.
Mild-mannered. He just broke his phone because he threw it.
The Honorable Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Waters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
Aside from Beelzebub sitting on my right here, Timmy, couldn't be better.
Well, I've got some good news for you because she will be soon replaced because we've got a new dweebet. That's going to be joining us.
We got a trainee. We got an apprentice.
Apprentice who is, you all seen the research she's done on our next topic. I mean, she's got like 10 pages. And that's the young Brittany. Hi, young Brittany. How are you?
I am great.
Thank you for joining us, and you'll be taking Brandy's spot really soon.
And for you listeners Brittany is new to the show. And Brittany, she became an acquaintance of ours how long ago, Brittany?
About 9 months ago.
Not a girl.
She's counting the days.
Girl is just, she You're comes ready. In here, you ain't never seen anything sweeter. I mean, just as sweet a girl as, 9 months later after hanging around with the blue-haired devil, those women downstairs.
You didn't like
she
her.
She ain't nothing but a hard
Jezebel.
You didn't
even like her when she started.
I liked her fine, but I'm scared of her now. I mean, now I see the road the girl going down. I'm trying to straighten out. I try to talk to her, but these women's a bad influence on her.
Well, she'll be joining our podcast, so we're excited about that. She's got she's a very bright young lady, and she's not as mean spirited as Brandy. So
she's very pretty. She don't have to be bright. So
yeah. Okay, so today's topic, do we have any shout-outs, Colonel, at all?
I'm going to tell you who I'm going to give it. This made me think of somebody because I've been on the campaign trail.
Right.
Ted Cruz.
I'm not shouting out to Ted Cruz for the love of all that's
going on. Only because, and we'll get to this when we get to the judges, Paul, but that sumbitch, I'm afraid he's going to hear this. Because Ohio is swing state.
Yeah, it is.
And Ted Cruz, that fat ass will come to... You should see him at the buffet, Timmy. He will come to Ohio.
You don't have any problem with him at the buffet again?
He does cutsies, first of all.
I know.
He does cutsies.
You did this story? You told us the story last week.
But he
did cutsies again?
He does cutsies
like
again.
Like last time with Hillary's Kangles.
There's
I don't know.
He got a spoon, all right? And he's going through the salad bar line. And he's like, oh, is this tapioca cottage cheese? He puts his own spoon in there, eats it, and then double dips on something later. Who the hell does that?
Christ, in a six-man bobsled. I can't believe you stood for that.
So I did not stand for it. I made him get out. I made him get a new spoon.
You made him get a new spoon.
Young Brittany, do you have any shout-outs that you would like to give?
Not today.
Not today. No family members. No friends.
Nah, my only friend is Brandy over here.
Okay, well, you
know. See, now that's where it's breaking my heart here, girl.
That's sad, actually.
It is. I mean, you see, I mean, look at her. You know, after enough time with this one, with the blue head devil, she's going to be a Jezebel.
Well, I hope
be a Jezebel.
I think she has a good moral compass, and I think she'll be
until this one breaks it.
You know what? She could hang a left and start hanging out with Princess Elsa downstairs.
Oh.
Shh. Okay, so let's get on to today's topic. And today's topic is Alfred Packer, the American cannibal. And Alfred Packer, it's an interesting story. He was born January 21st, 1842. In Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. He was one of three children born to James and Esther Packer. By the early 1850s, his parents had moved to LaGrange County, Indiana. He was a Hoosier. And where he, where James worked as a cabinet maker. Alfred Packer grew up, and he joined the Union Army during the American Civil War, enlisting on April 22nd, 1862, in Winona, Minnesota. At the time, he joined the Army.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Yes. Colonel, what's going on?
I got to retract a couple things here.
Okay.
The Blue Head Devil, a lovely woman. A lovely woman. Everything I said to her, I take back.
Well, that's very big of you. Now, may I continue with the story?
You can. Thank you, Blue Head Devil.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So, at the time he joined the Army, Packard listed his profession as...
Timmy! Could I interrupt you for a moment?
Sure, Colonel.
Now that I got my water from the Blue Head Devil?
Yeah.
Ha! You a Jezebel!
Okay. They're having a water fight.
Okay, never mind. I take it back. She's a wonderful woman.
Yes, she's wonderful.
People don't turn off their phones when we're podcasting either.
Yes, please turn off your phones.
Was that me?
Yeah.
I don't know how to turn it off.
Put all cell phones on silent or vibrate.
Yeah, she said vibrate.
She didn't say vibrate.
This one got up. I don't know how to turn it off.
Turn the damn phone off.
You got a new phone?
Oh, here we go.
He broke his. He threw it against the wall.
Oh, God. Okay, so back to the topic.
The Colonel got a new... I should say the Colonel got a new iPhone over the weekend. So I found...
Did you get an iPhone?
I did, so I could read Timmy's group messages.
Yeah, well, you just wait to read the one I sent after this show.
Well, I didn't have an upgrade. Here's the problem, but I didn't have an upgrade.
That's a problem.
So you had to pay, what, $800 for that phone?
No. Not even an iPhone 5.
No.
It's an iPhone 2.
So, the little one that I got at home,
Don't you have a flip phone? You could have put your SIM card in.
I had to flip it around. Somehow, somebody got a better phone than me, and I got this.
Do you even know how to use that?
He has no clue.
I just want to be able to answer phone calls, that's all.
You do everything but talk.
Huh? You do
everything but talk on the phone.
Right. Or answer texts.
I need to have one. Important people try to read it.
Okay. They try.
Now, come on, you get distracted. Let's get back to
that. May I? Thank you. Okay, so back to Alfred Packer, the American cannibal. So we're in 1862. He joins the Union Army, and he claims that lists his profession as a shoemaker. Now, Colonel, have you ever made shoes?
Have I ever made shoes?
Yeah.
I have not made shoes. I have put my shoe in a couple people's asses.
Have you worn shoes?
Have you read?
Ted Cruz won it, for one.
Have you worn shoes before?
You know what I have done? Now, I'm going to tell you something, Timmy. There was a man. He was complaining about his shoes. Okay?
Then you met a guy with no feet.
Didn't you?
There
we
go.
I think we did this in the freak show.
I met a man with no feet.
That was during the freak show episode.
And you know what I did then?
What?
I took his shoes. He didn't have no damn feet.
He didn't need them.
Why did he need them?
So he was a cobbler.
He was a cobbler. He was a...
Like Geppetto.
Or peach or apple cobbler, whatever.
Blackberry.
Rhubarb. Okay. So Packer joins the army in 1862. So this is during the Civil War.
Yes.
But he didn't serve in the army. He served in the army only 8 months. He was just honorably discharged because he had epilepsy. He's discharged from the army and does not really have a career going on. But this is a day back in the day when they didn't really keep good records. So they discharged him for his epilepsy. He just moved. He moved out to Iowa and enlisted again on June 25th, 1863. So he served about 10 months. And then he was discharged again for epilepsy. So it kept coming back and haunting him.
Epilepsy don't tend to go away.
Right. It's a serious condition, and
kind of like the tuberculosis.
But you know,
syphilis
was,
even.
You know, this is probably was his job, and you know, he was probably trying to serve his country and also support himself. So he got kicked out. Well, not kicked out, but he got discharged from the army for a second time. So the man served twice, twice during in the army.
He was an American hero.
Well, I don't know about that, but at least he served. And then he decided to move out west to the Rockies, to Colorado, and work in the mining industry. And he did that for 9 years, working in related jobs in the mining industry. Now, in November of 1873,
minor.
He was a minor, but he was an adult minor.
He was an adult minor?
He was an adult minor?
Yeah. I don't know if he wore one of those little hats with the lights on it.
He did.
That would be so cool.
It was a candle.
It had a candle down.
It had a candle in it.
But he probably took a canary down.
It's a candle in the wind.
Oh, I like that song.
You know, it does seem to me like he lived his life.
Like a candle in the wind. Yeah. I know.
Never knowing who to cling to when the rain
came. Rain set in.
Yeah. But anyway, in November of 1873, Packer was with a party of 21 men who left Provo, Utah.
It's Provo.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Well, it is Provo.
My people enjoy that place.
Her tribe from that place.
My tribe is from there.
Right. Yeah, I forgot. Okay, so Provo, like the cheese. Utah.
But different, yes.
Heading to Colorado for gold country. They were headed to Breckenridge, Colorado, which I think is a ski resort area place now, isn't it?
The hell's that got to do with the story? Would you quit getting off point?
I don't know about that.
We're going to need you to stay focused.
I'm going to need you, stay focused.
Okay, so they were him and a party of 21 dudes were going to go from Utah over to Colorado, Breckenridge, Colorado. On January 21st, 1874, he met the local chief there of the American Indians in that area, Chief Orway.
I think it's Orway.
Whatever. He was known as the white man's friend.
Was that his Christian name?
I don't know. But I'm known as a white man's friend as well.
You are known anything but the white man's friend. You are known as the Colombian women's friend. You are known as the Tahitian women's friend. The Thai women's friend.
Well, but okay, so
but
that was near Montrose, Colorado. So Chief, why did you say his name? Orway? What did you say
Orway.
His name?
Chief Norway.
Norway.
he knew that area pretty well, so he recommended that the group postpone their expedition until spring, since they were, you know, likely to encounter some dangerous winter weather. It gets out there in the mountains there, it gets a lot of snow. And
mountains do that. Yes.
Yeah,
they
do that.
So he says, you know, won't you, you know, chill out and go in the springtime.
Chillax.
Chillax.
Hit the peace pipe with me here, bro.
And but, you know, they ignored the chief's advice.
You never ignore an Indian when he's giving you advice.
Okay? Yeah, I think it's Native American, but okay.
Well, okay, the American Indian. Never ignore that advice. Sage, wise men.
Well, most of the guys in the expedition heeded that advice, but Packer and five other guys left for Colorado on February the 9th. Now, why would you go through the mountains on February 9th in the middle of winter? It just doesn't make any sense. But anyway, Besides Packer, the group was made up of Shannon Wilson Bell, James Humphrey, Frank Reedy Miller, George California Noon, and Israel Swan.
He didn't need a nickname.
Yeah,
his name was badass on its own.
His name was Israel?
His name Israel was Israel.
Swan.
Swan.
Israel Swan.
Yeah.
I bet that kid didn't get picked on in school.
No. Well, he got eight. The Prospectors became...
They gave away the ending.
Yeah. Prospectors, so, you know, the six of them went off on, you know, through the...
whirlwind adventure.
Through the their little adventure through the Rocky Mountains, and then they got lost. And snow set in, and they were hopelessly lost, and they started to run out of food. And that's where the story kind of gets a little bit foggy.
Because here's where it gets juicy.
Well,
ew. You can say
that. Because the winter goes by and the spring, finally spring arrives, and the only prospector that comes out of the mountains, out of that group, is Alfred Packer, and looking pretty well fed. He had not lost a lot of weight.
Like Chuck, he gained weight.
Yeah,
he went through the winter.
He went through the winter, and
he was putting on his winter weight.
Apparently so. So he gained some weight, and of course that fed suspicions that Packer had ate his companions. Packer made three confessions, and all of them were totally different from each other in his description of what happened. But the one that he kind of stuck to the most was he claimed he went out scouting locations from the group. He went out on his own, and when he came back, Shannon Bell, one of the other prospectors, was roasting human flesh. When Bell saw Packer, he rushed him with a hatchet. Packer quickly drew out his weapon and shot Bell. And Packer basically claimed that Bell had gone mad and murdered his companions. And he tried to murder Packer. Packer shot him. And then Packer confessed to...
Have you read any of this or researched this before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? Yes.
Okay. Just curious.
Packer claimed that, eventually confessed that he did commit acts of cannibalism, but it was only, he shot Bell only in self-defense, and he only ate the members of his party to survive. But that wasn't good enough.
You can only claim self-defense if they attacking you and you bite them and rip their throat out.
Well, he's claiming
that's cannibalism was self-defense.
He claimed that Shannon Bell attacked him with a hatchet, and so he shot him in self-defense, and then...
But then the eating part ain't self-defense.
Well, no, but at that point, there was no law against cannibalism. The only law... I mean, the law was against... He was charged with murder.
I hope they put one in place soon.
I'm not sure they have, but at the time, there was no law against cannibalism. It was frowned upon. Not socially acceptable.
You're talking about Utah, so I guess out there they do have a law that
you can marry as many people.
Oh, well, you can only eat one of your first three wives. Is it what it is?
Is that the law?
Isn't that what the law is? You can eat one. That's why when you see the men out there with 15 wives, the first two always big women. They're always big women.
Really.
Yeah, didn't they, because they saved them for the winter time, and then
you keep talking and nothing's coming out.
So, what happens next is that Packard is charged with murder, and he is found guilty. And what happens, Charles? What does the judge tell him?
Well, he's found guilty. And this judge, M.B. Gary,
Have you read the story?
He's a... He's an intolerant man.
The judge.
Well, it's not. He's a Democrat. All right. And now there's an election coming up, and Gary is not pleased with what this man did because he's a Democrat. So he tells him, He's like, stand up here. Stand up, you voracious, man-eating son of a bitch, and receive your sentence.
He was a little annoyed.
Oh, he was real annoyed. And I'll tell you, here's why he gets annoyed. This is why he's annoyed.
Well, and this is not something you're making up. These are his actual words.
These are his words.
According to the local paper.
According to the local paper. He said what? What? Say it again.
So he says, stand up here and receive your sentence, you voracious, man-eating son of a bitch. When you came here to Hinsdale County, there were 7 Democrats. You ate 5 of them, goddamn you. Now, remember, the judge, a Democrat, he ain't happy with this at all.
Right, well, he lost some votes.
Yeah, I sent you to be hanged by the neck until you're dead, dead, dead. Now, this is a warning against reducing the Democratic population of this county. Packer, you Republican cannibal, I would send you to hell, but the statutes forbid me from doing it.
I wonder if there really are statutes that forbid him from
saying. I don't know.
This is where
I tie back to Ted Cruz. Because Ohio is a swing state. And that chubby sumbitch come all the way. He hear this story. He come into Ohio. He liable to eat 20% of the registered Democrats through here.
Okay, Colonel. Is there any other insight you want to give on?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The sentencing of young Mr. Packer.
No, I think the judge pretty much said you can't just go around eating Democrats.
Yeah, but was the local.
You want to eat a Tea Party or you want to eat a Republican? You know, you can eat a Democrat. What you can eat? You got to leave alone.
Independents.
No.
Tea partiers.
Brittany's a registered member of the party. She's actually the registered member. Colonel Kretz.
Oh, Colonel Kretz.
Colonel Kretz.
Court records.
Yes, Brandy. Bring us back to reality, please.
Court records have the judge's words being a bit more poised and a little more educated.
Well, a court reporter was his wife, so she did not want him on record as being.
He's making that up.
Sounded like such a. No, it's. You guys research the surface. I go deeper than that. Now, the court reporter.
It's deep something.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
On record as being such a foul-mouthed man.
I don't think so.
So, she cleaned it up.
So, this is what she put.
Okay.
Close your ears to the blandishments of hope. Listen not to its fluttering promises of life, but prepare to meet the spirits of thy murdered victims. Prepare for the dread certainty of death.
See, ain't nobody but a preacher in Utah can talk like that.
Yeah, that seems a little bit flowery.
Well,
yeah. My guess is it's probably
somewhere in between. Yeah.
Well, people from Utah ignorant for the most part.
Oh my God.
There goes our Utah listeners.
So he signed that confession in 1874 and he was put in jail and he escaped.
Yay.
Did you get that part? Is that on your notes?
Did he eat any of his cellmates?
He did. It does not appear.
Did he escape and go eat more people?
He escaped. He was discovered. It doesn't.
The cannibals have drive-thrus.
He was discovered in Cheyenne, Washington, living under the alias of John Schwartz. He signed another confession.
That is a good name.
He signed another confession on March 16th, and on April 6th, the trial began in Lake City, Colorado.
So wait a minute. He's on trial again a second time.
Yes. In 7 days, he was found guilty of manslaughter and sentenced to death.
Oh, different charge.
Different charge.
And he's admitting that he ate all these people?
Sure.
He was claiming.
He's kind of walking out of the mountain holding a big femur like you do a turkey leg on Thanksgiving, so it's kind of hard, though.
Yeah, when you spend a whole winter in the mountains and you pack on a few pounds, that's where they got packing on a few pounds. Yeah.
He packed them on.
So, okay, Brandy, so he's charged again.
He was charged again. He was sentenced again. In 1885, that sentence was reversed. In 1886, he was sentenced again for 40 years at another trial. At the time, it was the longest custodial sentence in U.S. history.
What was he sentenced to?
40 years.
Since 40 years at another.
But it wasn't. He didn't get the death penalty.
No.
Now, if he got a custodial sentence, does that mean he had to be a janitor for 40 years? Is that what it was?
Yes.
It's not that much for. I mean, it's not a big drop off from being a shoemaker.
Yeah, he was paroled in 1901 and went to work as a guard at the Denver Post. He eventually died in Deer Creek in Jefferson County, Colorado, of senility, trouble, and worry.
And didn't he become a vegetarian? Didn't I read that he became a vegetarian? No, I swear to God, I read that.
Yeah, I don't know.
At the end of his life.
He didn't go full vegan, but he became a vegetarian.
It was widely rumored that he became a vegetarian.
Okay. Widely.
His grave is marked with a veteran's tombstone listing his original regiment in 1862.
Well, yeah, I served
jump ahead, 1860. Let's jump ahead 130 years. They go in and look into somebody's apartment. They find a big 8x10 frame glossy picture on the wall. Guess whose apartment that was?
Yep. Logan's.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Alfred Packer.
He called Packer the OG cannibal.
Oh Jesus!
He was the OG cannibal.
OG being
original gangster cannibal.
Oh, okay. Are you making that up or is that true?
I might be making that up, but it would be good if it happened.
I was buying it. Okay, so Brandy.
So as recently as 2000, there have been investigations into Packer's story, and they actually kind of figured out that probably the one where he shot Bell because Bell was eating. Bell was eating the other people. They figured that one seemed to be the one that had the most forensic evidence that they could find.
So you're saying then that his story of leaving camp, coming back, and finding...
Yeah, that seems to be the most plausible.
So Shannon, Bell, or whatever the guy's name is, he was the one...
he went crazy.
He went mad. He killed his... He killed the other prospectors, and when Packer came back to camp, they were already dead, and he just, he was defending himself, just like he...
Well, no, that's the story he gives. What the truth is this Bell guy was eating the thighs. Packer was a white meat man. He was like, are you kidding me? You're giving me the wings, you're giving me the ankles, you're giving me the ribs.
So Packer actually has earned himself a place in popular culture. In 1968, there's a guy, Phil Oakes, wrote a song about him called The Ballad of Alfred Packer. Kind of a tongue-in-cheek, humorous little ditty about, you know.
A little ditty.
Yeah, a little ditty about his crimes.
Packer ate a little ditty.
There was a little ditty about Jack and Diana.
There was. Two American kids just doing the best they can.
You see, they had the Dairy Queen or something. They didn't have to go eat people.
The Tasty Freeze.
Put his hand between her knees.
Jesus.
And see, that disturbs me because you get back into the hands between your knees and everything else. That's Jezebelism.
It's nothing but sin from there.
Yeah. It's nothing but sin. You hear us, little Brittany over there?
Young Brittany.
Young Brittany, nothing but sin.
All right. So in 1968, the students at the University of Colorado Boulder got a new cafeteria.
The Buffaloes.
Yes. And they named their new cafeteria grill the Alfred G. Packer Memorial Grill with the slogan, "Have a friend for lunch."
Nice.
Students can order an El Cannibal beef burger, and on the wall is a giant map outlining Packer's travels through Colorado.
That's a nice way to honor
him. It's since been renamed the Alfred Packer Restaurant and Grill. This is kind of one of my favorites.
Don't get the stew.
The stew's, it's a little gamey.
It is gamey. A little tough.
In 1977, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Bob Berglund, attempted to terminate a contract for the department's cafeteria food service.
Over this name.
But was prevented by the General Services Administration. So to embarrass them, Berglund and his employees convened a press conference on the 10th of August, 1977, to unveil a plaque naming the executive cafeteria the Alfred Packer Memorial Grill, announcing that Packer's life exemplified the spirit and fare of the cafeteria and would serve all mankind. It was covered in press conferences on ABC Evening News by Barbara Wawa.
Jesus Christ, and Barbara Waters has something better to do.
Evidently not. It was successful. The contracts were terminated soon after.
This is the main years in a career.
They did remove the
plaque. She left a view for that.
This is when Barbara Walters was on a cable channel doing cable access shows after she left a view.
But they did remove the plaque. But the press club's hamburger is still called the Alfred Packer Burger.
Nice.
The highlight of somebody's day has to be going up to the window and saying, "Give me the Packer Burger."
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have some stuff.
And you want that well done, man.
Packer Burger? I hardly even knew her.
Jesus. In 1990, the death metal band Cannibal Corpse had a song or dedicated their album Eaten Back to Life to Packer. There's a self-proclaimed murder metal band from Chicago released a song about Packer's trek for gold called In the Mountains. 1993, the University of Colorado students Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the creators of South Park, made a film called Cannibal the Musical, based loosely on Packer's life, with Parker billed as Juan Schwartz.
Nice.
Yeah.
John Schwartz, Juan Schwartz.
It was released in 96 and produced as a stage play. Jeez Louise.
So Alfred Packer became a icon.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Yeah, he has his place in pop culture. Yeah, the cafeteria namings, I'm sorry, those are just brilliant.
All you have to do
is the Packer Burger.
All you have to do is eat a few people, and you become an icon.
Yeah, well, it only takes like 2-3 bites.
No, but you know what?
You ain't the even difference gotta eat
is
a whole
is
person.
That one of
you
those you suck. Anyway.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's like that.
Take three bites.
But here's the thing. There's a huge difference between what Packer did, and then you have Dahmer. There's this ginormous
dinner. Well, yeah, he didn't have
Packer a ate him to survive.
Right, he didn't have a McDonald's on the corner.
Yeah, Packer, he ate him to survive. Dahmer ate him for fun. Well, so, I believe
I don't know what Packer did, but it was cold up there. And everybody knows what cold does to a man,
Okay.
You know what cold does to a man.
Okay.
So,
I don't see the connection here.
I'm guessing Packer was not sodomizing the men before.
No,
it wasn't like
that.
All pants ram.
Well, they were already. But Dahmer did. This Bell already had them. Bell already had them on the spit.
I guess that is.
I mean, how do you keep them though? I mean, you'd
have
to. It's
cold enough up there. You got your own freezer. You just toss them on the
side.
I wonder I wonder if he like. It would have been a good. It would have been great if you come back and Bell had already cleaned them and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, then you wouldn't have any work to do. That's the thing. Maybe he hung out till after Bell got all the bodies.
I wonder
ready.
If you can make cowboy jerky.
Yeah, obviously.
Where do you start if you're going to eat a human? Where do you start?
Me personally,
I'm asking you.
I would start with the buttocks, Timmy. It depends on the person.
No matter what the circumstance, always start with the buttocks.
Always start with the buttocks.
Who are you, Forrest Gump? Buttocks. I got shot in the buttocks.
No, because you got the nice layer of fat.
Right.
All
right,
and then you got the not too stringy.
Yeah, man, that's too close to the junk, though, man.
No, you gotta slice
eventually
it good.
Eat the junk.
You slice it.
You don't eat the junk.
You don't eat the junk.
Eventually,
you don't
eat
do
the
an
junk.
Egg guy and fry the stuff up in a frying pan.
Split the hot dogs.
Yeah. It's
egg. Like a microwave.
It's
hot dog.
Egg guy.
I know he's an idiot.
Hold on. The only thing the girls had to say in the whole show is, "I don't eat junk."
Which
is reassuring to hear, young lady.
She doesn't like junk food.
If you're not wasting any parts, though,
yeah.
I mean, you eat the junk.
No, you save that. You save that when
until it splits like a microwave hot dog.
You save the junk until you're desperate.
I would say you gotta hit the head.
The last, right?
Mm-hmm. You gotta get the head first because then you can make a bowl.
This is what I don't get. And I, here's what I don't understand.
You gotta get the brains out, but then you have a bowl.
I would think you
otherwise.
Right. I would think that the arms, see? The legs, well, thigh.
And this brings up a point that has it puzzles me every time I go into.
You know, these guys got shit. You know, but one point. 1800s, these guys probably bathed like once a year. You know, it had to be nasty.
You gotta take the skin off.
Well, no, you throw them in the snow, they're all cold.
But my point is, this has nothing to do with this particular story.
How long was he out prospecting that he came back and this sumbitch has killed however many of them?
It was all winter. He didn't find anybody. But,
well, no, but he went out prospecting. See, he went out looking for something. Listen, he went out looking for something and he comes back and the guy's like killed all of them and was frying them up.
Which is, I
how
think,
long was he freaking
well,
gone?
And I think that's probably what the
you
prosecutors
have like
are.
10 minutes of kill five.
Well, I think the prosecutor probably argued that, you know, that how long were you gone that this guy went, because not only did he kill five people, he said this guy lost his, you know, marbles and, you know, you didn't notice that before you left. I don't know. He probably was going out. I mean, he's claiming he went out to try to find a way out of there. But if, who knows?
But here's my question, Timmy.
And it made a great reality TV show.
Had to been, let's say, three men, two women. Okay.
Three men, two women. Yeah, but it wasn't.
Clearly, with a woman, you'd start with the breasts. Because they're going to be the...
Clearly.
Because they're going to be the least tough part. Okay, but these were men, so you have
three people
so
have staring
a lot of meat on the breast.
Right? So I'm going to tell you is this, because you sound more ignorant than usual. So, breast tissue is fat.
Yes.
So what happens is,
but
like
it's
when you
soft
stop talking,
and squishy.
I understand,
again.
Baby. I do. I have my own. I can feel them all day long. But here's the thing: when you cook them, have you ever cooked bacon? You don't eat the fat.
I eat the fat.
You eat the meat. No. The fat burns off. So you're going to cook, if you're going to cook a titty, all of it, all that's going to be left is like this little, the nipple.
So you
that's
tell
all
me.
You're going to be left with.
So you telling me there ain't no meat in those things?
There's no meat. It's all fat.
Okay, that.
You're disillusioned.
Okay. Now I'm puzzled even more. Because I go to the Colonel, Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
And when I order, clearly what the Colonel orders, I say, give me two breasts right now. And but then I wonder, what the hell they do with the men chickens? Because they don't have no breasts on.
You don't get chicken boobs.
Right?
I can't look.
I mean,
you know how this is your breastbone right here?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a breast too.
I know, but mine's tiny ones. I always
tell
you, I want the female chicken breast. Don't give me the little men chicken breast.
There's still meat there. I understand.
I don't want no rooster.
So you really have a thing for big boob chickens too. You like you some big titty chickens?
I cannot lie. I'm just saying, if you're going to eat chicken,
you should have been here yesterday when there was some guy in there screwing a chicken.
Yes, exactly. Okay, let's wrap this up. Young Brittany, what's your thoughts on Mr. Packer?
Anything.
Anything.
I did not really know a whole lot about Mr. Packer until I sat in on this. And
so it was educational for you.
It was.
Amazing.
It was, but I thought at first we said there was no, I think maybe you were joking, there was no law against...
No, there was no law
against cannibalism at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
He admitted that he murdered the people?
Yeah, there was no law against eating them.
Okay.
But
there was against killing them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. If he ate them while they were alive, we wouldn't have this problem.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
it would have been a little bit more difficult. Because people tend to squirm when you eat.
They whine.
Okay, here's a question for you, young lady.
Young Brittany.
Young Brittany. If you're up in the mountains, okay, you're stuck. You get
Would you be up in the mountains?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Now you're up in the mountains.
No.
With a group of a mixed group, okay? And you got to eat somebody. You got to eat somebody. Are you gonna pick a man or pick a woman?
You pick the person you like the least.
Yeah. Do I know any of them?
Well, you know
you
all.
You pick
of
the biggest
bitcher.
I know
bitcher. All of the people.
Yeah.
It's like Survivor. You pick the biggest bitcher.
Because we all had to chime in. I did not hear Brittany chime in and say which body part she would start with.
I would not eat anybody ever.
Oh, you'd eat somebody if you got hungry enough.
I would.
This is a forced choice.
Yeah. If I absolutely had to do it.
Yeah. What body part would you start with?
We wouldn't look forward to eating anybody. No. We're just saying for the sake of conversation.
Speak for yourself.
Maybe like they're like. Thigh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I think thigh is.
Because that'd be the easiest to, like, break apart and cook or something.
I think that'd be the toughest one, though.
You think?
I'll tell you what. I spent about 3 weeks in Laos one time.
In where?
Laos. By Vietnam.
Yeah, I've been there.
And
Vietnam.
The colonel got a little turnaround in the jungle.
Took the wrong exit.
I was eating scorpions. After you say you won't get hungry, I was eating scorpions.
Were you?
I was eating scorpions. They got a lot of protein in them.
Have you seen that Toyota commercial where the guy gets bit by the snake and he goes to the thing and he's like, it's not poisonous.
It's not poisonous.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, I'm immune to poison.
Immune,
he's like
Steve.
A honey badger.
He is.
Okay.
That was you. You're immune to scorpions.
I am immune to scorpions.
Brandy, your final thoughts on Mr. Packer?
No, I love the cafeteria name, though. We should totally do that here.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's cool.
I just want to order the Packer Burger.
Okay.
Packer Burger.
We'll try to find you the Packer Burger.
Okay.
Packer Burger. It just
but you rolls. But you can't be upset if there's, like, hair or teeth in it.
Packer Burger.
You can't be upset with it.
It sounds like some kind of deviant sex crime they charge you with.
Hell.
What are you charged with?
Packer Burger.
Packer Burger.
Packer Burger. With the Packer
what
Burger.
Did you do to that poor person, Packer Burger?
You.
Colonel, where can folks find our podcast?
They can find our podcast on Facebook at History Dweebs. They can find our podcast at historydweeb.com. Really, now you can find it a bunch of places. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Stitcher.
And if you're on iTunes,
now here's what you need to do. And
leave us a review.
I'm gonna tell you, do you remember the names? Do you remember the names of the two rat sons of bitches that gave
us a review?
Leave us a review because it makes it easier for people to find us.
It makes it easier for people to find us.
We're pleading. Young Brittany, please tell them to leave a review.
Please leave a review so I can read it.
Yes. Thank you. So if you're listening to us on iTunes, please leave a review. Thank you for all your feedback on Facebook. We'll see you again real soon. Thank you. Bye. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
We will see you soon, and God bless you. And God bless the USA.
Good day.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.